Good morning. It's an honor and a privilege to be with you all here today. I would like to just take a few moments to tell you a little bit about Blackboard, who we are, what we do, and talk a little bit about all the great work we've been doing with the National Federation for the Blind to make our software accessible to all students at colleges and universities, as well as K-12 schools around the globe. So our mission at Blackboard is to increase the impact of education by transforming the experience of education. We have been around for about 12 years. We're based in Washington, D.C. I see my D.C. contingent over in the group here. And we're actually a publicly held software company. We're listed on the NASDAQ Stock Exchange. We'll do about $450 million in revenue this year. And our whole business is focused on education. We were started by a group of entrepreneurs just out of Cornell University and American University back in the late 90s, when the internet and the web were just starting to change lives and the way we go about our daily tasks. And at that time, this set of entrepreneurs realized that many of the professors were coming to them saying, hey, you know, our university has spent all this money wiring all the dorms and wiring all the classrooms and the whole campus, but there was no software to make it useful. There was nothing you could do with that. And so individual professors came to these students and said, can you help us put up a web page, a website for our class? And then they realized that they could actually take that concept and build a whole software platform off of that. And that's how Blackboard was born. Today we have four major product lines. What we call Blackboard Learn, which is our teaching and learning solution. Blackboard Connect, which is a mass messaging and notification service. So two out of five public school kids in the United States are covered by Blackboard Connect. So if any of you are parents and you get voicemails from the principal or voicemails from the superintendent of your kid's school, it's probably coming from us. It's a way for parents to communicate with principals and superintendents of public school systems. We also have what we call our transaction system, which is used on college campuses to get into dorms, to get to buy books, to buy meal plans. But here today, I really want to talk to you about our Blackboard Learn business. And so these are the products that we use to help K-12 schools and higher ed institutions put classes online. We have 3,300 clients globally, and over 15 million people use our software to teach and learn every day. So the chances are, if any of you are college students in the room, if you're parents of a college student, if you know a college student, or a K-12 student, chances are that they probably use a Blackboard product. And professors and teachers use Blackboard for a wide range of things. Everything from, hey, I'm just going to put my syllabus up online or put assignments online as a supplement to a regular face-to-face class, to now there are more and more classes going on that are considered to be hybrid, where maybe they meet face-to-face once a week and they meet online once a week, as well to full-blown distance education where they never meet face-to-face at all and all of the education takes place online. Where they're communicating and collaborating using the internet. And our software really enables all of that. And so, as I mentioned, we've been around for about 12 years, and obviously accessibility, technology accessibility is very, very important to our client base. And it's always been something we have cared about and paid attention to, but I would say that there's been somewhat of a revolution that's gone on within Blackboard around this issue over the past 3 or 4 years. About 3 years ago, we started to work on what we call our Project NG platform. We had bought a couple of other companies that had similar solutions, and we wanted to kind of bring them all together, bring the best of all of these solutions together to create the most compelling teaching and learning online tools that we could. And as we were doing that, huge revolutions were going on with the web as well, and some of you may have heard something called Web 2.0, where all of a sudden Facebook started to make a big impact, and MySpace, and this idea of individual users participating and creating content, whether it's on YouTube or Facebook or somewhere else. And so we wanted to take all these concepts together into our Project NG release. And at that time, our CEO, Michael Chasen, who I work for, said, you know, we really need to make some very, very substantive investments in accessibility. Our clients, who are universities and school systems, understand that they have a responsibility, as we've been talking about for the past couple of hours, towards making education accessible for everybody. And in order to serve our clients, we have to be just as, if not more, committed. And so we have been investing millions of dollars over the past couple of years into our Project NG software to make it the most accessible and usable for people who need assistive technologies as possible. And the National Federation for the Blind has been a huge partner in this. We've worked really closely with Ann Taylor and Claire, as well as the team at DQ Systems, to make all of this work. It sounds simple, it's actually a pretty hard thing to do, to not only make it accessible, but really to make it usable. And we are very proud today to stand here and say that we are the only teaching and learning platform that is gold certified. That is a really, really exciting thing for us, but we know that software changes so fast and the internet changes so fast that we can't say, okay, check, all of this work is done. It's literally a constant evolving set of work where we constantly need to hear feedback from users, from students, from teachers, from faculty, from administrators about how our software works, and as it continues to evolve, we need to keep these investments going. And so we continue to look forward to working with the National Federation for the Blind as well as DQ Systems in making this evolution possible. So if any of you are college students or parents of college students or K-12 students who use our software, just wanted to make sure that you understand how this then impacts you, right? Because that's where it actually matters, is at the point of instruction between the teacher and the student. So unlike the consumer websites, our software, our Blackboard software, is actually run at each campus, so at each university or community college or K-12 school system. And so they have a lot of local control about which version of the software that they're running. And so I just want to make sure it's clear that all these investments we've been making have been in our next generation software, our 9.1 software. So it's definitely possible that at your college or institution or school district, they're running an older version. So what you can do to make sure that you have the most relevant and up-to-date and accessible software to impact your teaching and learning or your child's teaching and learning is to advocate, which I know none of you know anything about that, you know. is to really advocate at your school district, at your university, at your community college. Push on, I would say go to your help desk first. If they're not as responsive as you would like, go to the CIO's office, go to the head of instructional technology's office and say, I know that Blackboard is providing the most accessible software out there, but you have to upgrade to get it. And if you advocate for them and put pressure on them, I know that they will be responsive. And I can guarantee you that we will be continuing to partner with this organization and others to make sure that what we're delivering can really enable the educational equality that I know that we're all striving for. So that's it. Thank you very much.